Thank God and welcome everybody come to this church to celebrate with us about this Lunar New Year.
在华人文化当中，我们相信这一天呢，就是新的一年的开始。
In the Chinese culture, we think it is the first day of a new year.
明天是新年开始，反正就是我们进入新的一年的开始。
And that's what we celebrate the new year.
为什么叫春节呢？因为春天就带来新的希望，生命。
The reason it's called a spring festival is because spring usually brings the hope and brings the life.
然后春天就是春回大地，万象更新，就是一切都有生命复苏，是一个新的开始，一切都会更新。
And spring is the time that everything renewed and the life bring about.
所以我们也在华人历史当中，可能几千年以来，我们每到这个时刻，我们大家也都看到，我们用最真诚、最热情的方式来盼望新的一年一切都可以更新。
So 4,000 years in Chinese community, that every year in this time, we with our most sincere hope and a joyful manner to celebrate this time.
然后我们家人都会团聚在一起，我们都期盼哇，新的一年一切都会好的。
And there's a family reunion, and the people get together to hope that next year will be better.
但是呢，很遗憾啊，我们年年这样盼望，其实我们会年年发现哦，原来事情总是在重复。
But of course, unfortunately, a lot of times we find every year we expect it that way, but seem the things happen all the time.
华人的文明是蛮悠久的，所以在几千年的历史当中我们会看到一代的周而复始，国家的兴衰这个朝代的更替似乎一切都没有改变。
And in the Chinese history, we have a long history, and we kind of find out that year after year, and generation for generation, and dynasty over dynasty, that seems the things always the same.
然后我们每一个人、每一个家庭，我们都盼望新的一年一切都会不一样，一切都会不一样。结果到新的一年又发现，还是有很多的不幸的事情发生。
And also every family always expected that next year will be better and the next year will be good. And sometimes we find, unfortunately, that some bad things happen too.
当然了，不仅仅是华人是这样，其实整个世界都这样。
Of course, it's not just Chinese community, in all the world, things like that.
所以去年刚发生的这个俄乌战争，让人们仿佛又看见这一切悲剧又要再一次上演。
And last year, the Ukraine-Russian war and make people think it seems like the tragedy of war going to happen again.
很多东西方的这个观察家都突然的发现，哇，也不是很突然啊，就发现现在这个世界的形势跟一次世界大战之前和二次世界大战之前非常的相像，简直是一模一样了。
And a lot of scholars from East and West, they suddenly find, of course not suddenly, they just find out that what they see the world situation is more like in the time of World War I.
包括二战前，就是跟现在的形势非常相像。
And they just think that current situation is more like the time before the World War I or World War II.
所以德国哲学家黑格尔就说，人类从历史中学到的唯一教训，就是人类永远无法从历史中学到任何教训。
So German philosopher Hegel basically said that the people we learn from history, the things we only thing we learn from history is that we do not learn from the history.
所以我们华人不仅是华人了，全世界人民，我们都盼望新的一年新的开始过去的悲剧，过去的这些苦难都会过去了，但是我们会遗憾地发现还是在重复，还是在重复。
And people always, when they celebrate New Year, they always, no matter Chinese or everywhere, they always think about the old things pass away, and everything become new, and the bad things won't happen again. But from time to time, they always find that this thing happen again.
所以圣经中记载了一个很有智慧的人，他说：“已有的事，后必再有；已行的事，后必再行。日光之下，并无新事。”
So in the Bible, there's a very wise man write down. He said, "The things happen before happen again. The things happen there, and under the sun, there's a new thing. There's no new thing."
哎，但是圣经却告诉我们，上帝要把这一切都更新，不会再有眼泪，不会再有黑暗，不会再有死亡，不会再有痛苦。
But Bible does teach us God Himself actually indeed will renew everything, and one day will wipe out all our tears, and there will no longer death, no longer sorrow, and everything will be past.
然后上帝说：“看哪，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。”
And the Bible also said, "Who sat on the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.'" And he said to me, "Write that this was done true and faithful."
所以，就像我们华人庆祝春节啊，我们几千年来都是这个样子。但是呢，我们很遗憾的发现，世界好像永远在重复他自己。
Even we celebrate Spring Festival so many years, we think things will always getting better, but years after years, we think things repeat itself.
但是圣经却给我们有最宝贵的应许，上帝会把这一切都更新，不会再陷入到这个痛苦的循环当中了。有一天，这个痛苦的循环会结束的。上帝把这一切都更新。
But Bible gives us a very precious promise that one day the God will renew everything. Those cycle of repeat will not happen again.
所以我们会看见有第一次世界大战，第二次世界大战，会不会有第三次、第四次、第五次呢？上帝告诉我们，有一天战争没有了，痛苦没有了，眼泪没有了。
When we look at World War I, World War II, we think about it, whether it be World War III, World War IV, but one day God said, one day there will be no war, no tears, no sorrows.
那么上帝要将一切都更新，上帝要先改变人的心。
And God wants to make everything new, the first thing He wants to do is renew our heart.
为什么我们人类好像总在一个苦难的循环当中无法自拔呢？因为我们人心充满了罪。
Why human history is always like in the repeated cycle of the sorrow and agony is because in our heart we are full of sin.
所以无论科技怎样发达，无论文明怎样进步，无论政治制度如何的改善，但是人心里的罪如果不改变的话，人一样的在这个黑暗痛苦当中不停的循环。
So no matter how the technology happened, the civilization progressed, or political system being changed, as long as our sin will fall of sin in our heart, then there is nothing can change this repeat cycle of sorrow and pain.
所以上帝要把一切都更新，上帝先要让人心的罪能够被洗净。
So God want to make everything new. God has to deal with one thing: is He had to make human sin be cleansing.
那么圣经告诉我们，人是上帝按他自己的形象所造的。
And the Bible teaches us we are created in the image of God.
但是没有人能够活出像上帝那样圣洁无罪的生命。
But no one can actually live out the life like a God and holy and sinless.
那么圣经甚至说，人心是这个世界上最诡诈的。
And the Bible even teaches our heart actually is the most deceitful thing in this world.
所以圣经告诉我们，上帝从天上来看世人，上帝看见这个世界上的人全部都犯了罪，一个好人都没有。
So when God look at this earth, look at all the people, what in God's view is no, we all sinned. There's no good.
那么罗马书三章十节告诉我们，就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个都没有。罗马书三章二十三节告诉我们，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So in the book of Romans, it said there's none righteous, none not one, and all have sinned, fall short of the glory of God.
那么雅各书和希伯来书都告诉我们，因为人的罪，所以人给自己带来的死亡。然希伯来书告诉我们，人人都有死，死后却有审判。
And in the book of James and the book of Hebrews said, because of our sin, because of ourselves, the sin bring out death.And appoint to every man a death, and after that there's a judgment.
其实，我们自己在这个世界上，我们其实就会发现，这个世界没有变得一天比一天更好。
And we live in this world, we actually can find this world actually didn't kind of change one day is better than the other.
啊，以前曾经有一个学者写过一本书啊，叫做《历史的终结》。
And I think there's a scholar wrote a book. The name is The End of History.
然后他就觉得在几十年前他就觉得这个世界已经到了一个完美的状态了，就是冷战结束了，完美了。这个世界在不会有战争了，啊，不会有苦难了。这个世界已经完美了。
When he wrote this book is by the end of the World War II and end of the Cold War. So he thought this world is become a perfect. You know, after end of the Cold War, the world should be become a very good. No more Cold War.
但是现在我们会看见，现在不仅这个冷战可能要回来，热战已经回来了。
But today we look at it, maybe cold war come back and hot war actually is already there, broke out in the Ukraine.
所以无论人怎样的期盼，一切都会好的，一切都会更新，但是只有上帝来更新一切，上帝先更新人的心。
So no matter how we expect that things will become new, become better, but only God can make everything new, and what God wants to do the first is renew our heart.
那么我们主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，道成神来到世上。耶稣这个名字的意思，就是他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
And God's method is that His only begotten Son Jesus come to this world. And Jesus, His name, the meaning of His name is He want to save His people out of sin.
啊，我们其实这个圣经的经文是，他要把他自己的百姓从这些人身上，从他自己的罪，从百姓身上的罪。拯救出来。
And if you look at this, he will save his people from their sins.
那么我们今天很多的时候，我们都往往看见别人身上的罪，或者看到别的民族、别的国家的罪。那么我们往往没有看见我们自己的罪。
Today, a lot of times we only see other people's sin, or other nations' sin, or other group of people's sin. We didn't look at our own sin.
那圣经告诉我们，事实上这个世界上的人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
But the teaching of Bible is all sin, the fall short of the glory of God.
那么主耶稣要把人从罪中拯救出来，主耶稣是怎样把人从人的罪当中拯救出来呢？
And how Jesus will save us from our sin.
那么主耶稣，上帝的独生爱子，上帝无罪的羔羊，担负世人的罪，在十字架上接受上帝对罪愤怒的刑罚。
And Jesus, the way is that he offered himself as a sacrifice on the cross, as a sin sacrifice. He bared the wrath of God to the sin and the judgment of sin.
然后在十字架上牺牲他自己，把他自己献作赎罪祭，赎谁的罪呢？赎世人的罪。
And he offered himself as a sin sacrifice and as an atonement for our sin.
让一切信他的人就罪得赦免，罪得洁净。不至灭亡，反得永生。
So all who believe him will sin be cleansing, and there will be no not perished, but have eternal life.
啊，那么啊，曾经有人说过，主耶稣基督不仅仅洗去人身上的罪。
And it is said Jesus not only wash away the sin of us.
主耶稣基督在十字架上彰显出来的爱。更除去我们心中犯罪的欲望。
And the love of Jesus Christ shown on the cross also take away the desire of inside of us for sin.
那么在罗马书五章八节告诉我们，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就再次向我们显明了。
And Romans said, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we are still sinners, Christ died for us.
所以当我们看见主耶稣代替我担负我这个罪人死在十字架上的时候，上帝他的爱向我显明。
So when I look upon Jesus Christ, he died on the cross for my sin, then God demonstrates love to me.
然后这个爱让我心中不仅仅罪除去，把我心中再犯罪的欲望都会除去。
It's not on this love not only cleansing my sin, it's also cleansing my desire for sin.
那么约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And John 3:16 said, God so loved the world and gave his only begotten son, so that whoever believes him shall not be perished but have eternal life.
那么哥林多后书 说若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And the second Corinthians said, therefore, if anyone in Christ is a new creation, old things has gone, and a new thing has come.
今天呢，在这里呢，其实我会告诉大家一个非常遗憾的真相。
And today here, I kind of tell you a very unfortunate the truth.
无论我们华人怎么期盼一个新年，一个新春，一切都会好，一切都会更新。但是很遗憾，几千年以来，我们看见这个世界上的苦难没有减少，这个世界不停地在战争、痛苦、苦难当中循环。
This unfortunate truth is no matter how we Chinese in every celebrate New Year hope that the next year will be better, next year will be good, but history shows we again is always in the cycle of the suffering and agony and the pain.
但是又有最好的一个大好的消息，就是圣经把上帝的心意告诉我们，神会把这一切都更新。
But on the other hand, I do want to give you a very exciting, a great news is that in Bible, God said He will renew all the things.
上帝要解决这个问题，上帝先要让人心中的罪被除去。
What God solved this problem is God will take away sin in us.
所以，信靠主耶稣基督的人，罪被耶稣的血在十字架上流出的血已经全部洗净。
So who trusts Jesus Christ and his sin will be completely cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
然后他心中他看见上帝在十字架上彰显出来的爱，他被上帝的爱所充满，他犯罪的欲望也会被耶稣拿去。
Then when he filled with the love of God shall demonstrate on the cross, and even the desire for sin in his heart will be taken away as well.
所以圣经告诉我们，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
That's what the mean is scripture says. Therefore, if anyone in Christ is a new creation, the old has gone, the new has come.
那么当每一个人都成为新造的人的时候，那这个世界当然就不再一样。
If everyone become a new creation, of course this world will be different.
好，我们大家可以一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起把这段经文一起读一下，这是在启示录二十一章第三节到第五节，这是上帝更新世界之后的样子。
And I would invite you to read together the scripture I'm showing on the screen. This described the situation when God renewed the whole world after God renewed the whole world.
啊，我们一起来读启示录二十一章三节起。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说。看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀，痛嚎痛痛，因为以前的事都过去了。坐宝座的说，看哪，我将一切都更新了。又说，你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。好，我们来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
啊，感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世上，来寻找，来拯救我们这些啊，本是注定沉沦灭亡的罪人。
Thank you, you gave us Jesus Christ and come to this world looking for and save us from the sin.
感谢主耶稣基督在十字架上，上帝的独生爱子，上帝无罪的羔羊，在十字架上牺牲他自己，献上他自己成为赎罪祭。
We thank God that Jesus Himself, a sinless Lamb of God, and sacrificed Himself on the cross, offers Himself as a sin sacrifice.
让我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人罪得赦免，罪得洁净，并且得着永远的生命。
So that we trust Him, we are not only simply cleansing, and we are also have the eternal life.
感谢圣灵在我们心中做工，圣灵借着神的道，让我们这些得救的人能够重生。
And we thank the Holy Spirit work in our hearts through the Word of God, so give us a new born.
让我们从此不再做罪的奴仆，让我们从此 能够成为主耶稣基督的仆人。
So that we're no longer slave of sin, but we become a servant of God, Jesus.
愿圣灵在我们心里做工作啊，让我们时时看见我们这何等蒙恩的人，让我们不要再回到最终。
May the Holy Spirit work in our heart so we can see what kind of grace we have so we'll not return back to the sin.
愿我们行事为人与我们蒙召的人相称，愿我们能够把这大好的消息传给这更多的人。
So our life can be worthy of this grace and also we can preach this great news to all the people.
我们知道靠我们自己我们没有办法有任何的改变，我们更是无能为力，但是神会把这一切都更新。
We know by ourselves we are powerless to change all the things, but God is able to renew everything.
也求神赐给我们每一个人有得救的信心，让我们能够信靠主耶稣基督，让主耶稣基督的血洁净我们，让上帝来改变我们的生命，让我们生命能够得到重生。
So God give us the face of a salvation so we can trust God and have this face so we have a new born in our life.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.